everybody.
Hey.
The red light.
Oh, the red light. Amen.
Look at the red light. Look at the red light. Hallelujah. Hey, everybody. I am Pastor Stephanie Page, and...
And I am Joe Nathan Lee Page. For sure.
And we are the Pages Speak.
What's up, everybody? Why
Amen.
You keep kicking me?
Because I need you to look at the red light. Stop looking down.
Hey, anyway. Everybody at the red light. Red light, people.
Yes. So, today, we are going to be talking about Black business.
Woo.
This is such an important topic. So many things that we want to talk about. So many things we really want to just put out there on the table. So share. Share this with Black business owners. Share this with everybody in your community. Just share.
Share with as many people as you like. Come on,
Amen.
Somebody.
Red light.
Red, I'm trying. You know, it's a different movie, right?
Just keep looking at the red light, honey. Anyway, so share. So this is the thing. We want to talk about Black business, and we want to talk about the issues with Black businesses, the things that Black business owners deal with, and even as the people who want to patronize Black businesses.
Come on, man.
The things that go through our minds and what we do and what we don't do and how to really to approach this. Ooh. You know, Pastor Joe and I are both entrepreneurs. We have several business ventures that we deal in.
Yes.
We have dealt both. I know I have been both in the corporate world as well as an entrepreneur, as well as a consumer. So the thing is, you know, when you are in Black business, you know, a lot of different things come up against you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different things come up against
you. Like what?
Well, for one, what are you looking down? Like, a lot of different things come up against you. Unfortunately, because of a lot of different issues within the Black community, a lot of people don't value, some people don't value Black businesses the way they do other businesses.
True.
But the question is, you know, do they have like any kind of valid reasons behind that?
There are some.
I'm just saying, because sometimes.
There are a lot of them.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, for me, I try to make it a point. If there is a Black business, I want to support you.
Yes.
And I'm not looking for a hookup. Right. I'm not looking for the discount.
I'm just looking to support service.
And I'm looking for good service.
Yeah.
And the issue is, if I support you and I don't get good service, what do I do with that? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you're trying to do your best to support our people. You know, it's very good. It's exciting to really see our people actually moving in the entrepreneur part of life and marketplace. It's mm-hmm. so exciting just to know that somebody else is out here in the struggle. They out here trying to do this thing. But sometimes we find people, man, that suck at customer service.
So, yeah, that's a problem.
At customer service. If that's a bad word, true, like the young people say, trash.
That is a problem. So oftentimes when we are dealing with service, I can't say that all African-American business, some do excellent service. And the thing is, when you're providing a product and you're providing good service, we got to stop asking for the hookup.
I ask for the hookup. I ain't going to hold you up. I be talking like that, but I don't need no hookup. But I actually talk about like that. I do.
We need to pay for services. You don't go into other communities' businesses always asking for the hookup. I don't understand why we feel as though when we go to a Black-owned business that we need to always ask for the hookup.
Right.
But on the flip side, you know, when we're paying you for a good service,
give me some service.
Provide the good service. You know, don't just expect. A pass. So. I want to throw out some questions and I need some feedback. Okay.
All right.
Get your typing fingers ready. Get your typing fingers ready because we need some feedback. So, question. Do you support Black businesses just because they're Black businesses? Yes or no? Do you support Black businesses just because they're Black businesses?
I do. I'm excited to, you know, spend my money with them because I'm actually contributing to what they're trying to accomplish, whatever their dream is. I'm happy to do so. I'm happy to spend my money with my people because we need more of that amongst each other. We need to support one another. But I don't feel like I should be obligated to support somebody that treats me bad.
Okay, so this is how I feel about it. I feel as though if there is a Black business, I'm going to support you.
Yes.
I'm going to go, I'm going to spend my money, and I'm going to go with an expectation that I'm going to get something awesome because I want to tell somebody else about this Black business. So if I get a good service or if I get a good product, I'm going to tell somebody about it.
Yes.
But then on the flip side, if I go and let's say I get bad service.
Can I tell you about my stories about bad service?
Oh, Lord.
I went to support somebody. I ain't going to name their business or something. It was a barbecue joint, right? So, so I went. And I'm like, you know, I'm hungry for some barbecue chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and get me some barbecue chicken, right? So mm-hmm. I go in there and there's this guy I met before. And I'm in there talking to him and everything. You go in there. I said, yeah, I want a barbecue chicken sandwich. So he goes in there and fixes the barbecue chicken sandwich. The chicken was so old. It looked like it was up under a heat lamp. It looked like it was dried out, and or he just got it out the freezer or something, and he warmed it up and put some, wrapped it around in some sauce and gave it to me. And I was like, I was just so disappointed because I wanted a good chicken sandwich. You know when the chicken falls off the bone? That type of chicken. Man, I was like, man, I wanted some real good food, but I couldn't even get it.
Well, see, this is what we said online. Okay, so Victoria says, no, it's just because you're Black. She's not going to support you because, you know, you're a Black business.
Okay.
Deborah Page says, sometimes. Gloria also said, no, with an explanation point.
Come on, man.
Deborah Page says, if they have a product, I use. And see, that's the thing. If I'm going to be looking for a new product or looking for something that I need, and I see a Black business that's offering it, I'm going to give them the first chance.
Okay.
I'm going to give them the first shot. I'm gonna try to support Black businesses because we need support. And in all actuality, if we don't support them, who is? And as an entrepreneur myself, as us ourselves having Black businesses, we need to have a chance. I mean, see, and the thing is that sort of hurtful sometimes is you'll be providing a good service, but if you don't give them the hookup, they'll go to another
and pay full price,
mm-hmm. even more than what you're charging.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes psychologically, we sometimes think that you're going to get a lesser service from a Black business than you will from another nationality.
And that's because so many people have been burnt.
Man, and that's the issue. It's like you go to get some chicken or some ribs and you go on there and you get your mouth all set.
Man.
And it's like, bro, it's like it was a restaurant that I was crazy about this restaurant around the corner.
Yeah.
And it was a soul food. I go up in there, the food be the bomb. And so then they like doubled their prices and cut the portions in half.
Right.
And I went up in there and I'm like, you know, your food is good, but
we used to love the turkey chops. Yeah,
and I was like, but then, so at first, you know, you get two nice turkey chops with some gravy and some vegetables, you know, and they had different vegetables, like frequent customer program, and, you know, it still was like you were paying $15, $16 for that plate, you know, for two turkey chops, you know, and that was cool.
Right.
But then they went up to $25, and it was one turkey chop.
Right.
You know, a half portion. And
and then the rice was hard. What happened? The rice all the way through.
And I was like, what happened? And so me, I'm the kind of person, I'm like, excuse me. I really loved, you know, your food and your service. What happened? And they were like, well, you know, we got to pay more for it. So you got to pay more for it. And I'm like, I don't have a problem paying more for it, but give me at least the same amount of food. And to be totally honest with you, I still can go to eat some market and get some turkey chops. And for $25, I'm going to get 20 turkey chops. And rice for a bag of rice ain't going to cost me that much, bro. I'm like, dude, you know, but I understand the overhead because you got this building. And I understand that. But it's like, I want to support you, but now I feel like you just, you know, you just like, you sort of like getting over on me. So now I have a problem. Right. So then I had to go find somebody else that provided turkey chops because, you know, you no longer were, you know, give. And so then I was like, dang, you know, am I looking for the hookup? And it's like, no, I just want a good value for my money.
Some good food. Hey, let me tell you about the Burger King experience. We go to Burger King, you know, ready to go ahead. Give me a nice little chicken sandwich or something, or what they call it, a little burger now. They call it the, I forgot what they call the burger. It's supposed to be like a vegan version of burger.
Yeah, Impossible
Whopper. Impossible Whopper.
Yeah.
So I go in there where we ain't got no buns. Why are you open? You ain't got no buns. You got fries? No, we ain't even got no more fries.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Why are you open? If you ain't got no buns for the Impossible Burger, you ain't got no buns for the Whopper, you ain't even got no buns for the chicken sandwich. Why are you open?
Oh, God.
And then you got the nerve to have an attitude with you because you asking all these questions to get, you know, try to sort out what you're trying to get on the menu. And then you got bad service on top. I remember one time, it looked like somebody gave me a burger. I was on the way to do a study somewhere, and they gave me a burger. It was so soggy. It looked like they dropped it in water and then wrapped it up and gave it to me.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, I wish this place would just be a parking lot. It'd just be a parking lot because they never do right. And then you call, call about them. You can't get through to, nobody. You can't talk to no manager, no nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they just are trash.
But the thing is, though, and see me, if you, I'm going to go back again.
I did. I went back two or three more times. Because
I really want to support, you know. But then even like I said, when they cut down on the purchase of food, and even when I was talking about it, you know, he had like an attitude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you know, it's like, so now I'm trying to support you. You have an attitude because I'm asking about, you know, the subpar product.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I want to come back, but I don't know if I can. So That's the next question. Okay, so let me see here. Okay. Victoria Hansworth said, I will support, however, when service is not to my expectation, I move on. That's I try. Mm-hmm. But if your I can't stay with you.
Right.
If your service is not good. And like I said, I want to support my community, but you have to, you know, you have to have a standard and you have to provide good service.
Yeah.
Another thing is, like I said, I will say this. I will give a black business another chance. I will give feedback.
I done did it many times.
And I will give you another chance. Because my whole thing is I'm gonna tell you
In
the hopes that you'll adjust so that I can be a customer.
I done went back and you still ain't got no buns. I done went back, you ain't got no buns. Then you say, I ain't got no hamburgers either. Why are you open?
They had onion rings. Anyway, but the thing is, I'm still gonna try.
Call the police on these people.
All right. Man. Now, this is my question, and this is just straight up. And we had to ask ourselves honestly: do you trust other nationalities to give you better service than you do black businesses?
That's a good question.
We want to hear from y'all out here. Do you give other nationalities the benefit of the doubt in regards to giving better service than you do black owned businesses? I remember, I mean, you know, again, we never want to say that, you know, black people are prejudiced, but sometimes, you know, they are. It's like, I just recall, you know, growing up and people talking about different nationalities, like, If you want this done, you go talk to the Jewish man. If you want this done, you go talk to the Spanish or the Mexican.
If you want your car fixed and you want some concrete done, you go get some Hispanics.
Yeah, you go get some Hispanics. So, you know, it was a little bit of, you know, prejudice.
I'm sorry.
But
Spanish.
Okay, Hispanic. Okay, so Victoria Hands was like, no. And see, that's how I am. I'm not going to think that I'm going to get better service from another nationality.
You want to get your hair braided?
Oh, I'm not going to another nationality to get my hair done.
Okay.
Some things, it only can be my community.
Come on now.
My hair?
Yeah.
Bruh, only my community. But I'm talking about other things. So let's say, you know, like electricians.
Wow.
Or air conditioning people. Or different services like that. And like I said, even with us, you know, with the janitorial, you know, to be totally honest with you, we get a lot more contracts and businesses from, you know,
other people,
other communities than we do. Because as soon as we tell the price, you know, they're like, like we're supposed to cut our price. And even though we know we're going to provide the service, but we shouldn't have to cut our prices. So, yeah, Victoria's like, no, that's what I'm saying, sis. It's like, I'm gonna give our community a chance. So this is the next thing. Would you tell someone not to support a black business if they gave you bad service? Or would you just keep it on the low? Like, oh, I went there before. You know, they were, just starting. So I'm sure they're better now, you know. So you still try to get other people to support, even though, you know, man, that service is trash. So do you, like, give honest feedback, you know, when you've gone there and you haven't been satisfied with the service and someone says, oh, I'm getting ready to go there. And you're like, oh, okay. Have you been? Yeah. How was it? Well, you know, I'm sure, you know, they've gotten better.
It was trash. That's what you tell.
Okay, because I'm just going to tell you real brief about my experience. I'm not going to go too in depth, but I was looking for a service, something I really needed, something that was very, very important to me. And I talked to someone who had used the service before, and they were like, well, you know, yeah, you know, they produce a good, you know, product.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and use them. But they didn't tell me a lot of the other stuff that was gonna irk me to no end,
right,
because they didn't want me to not support this black business. And so when I came back, I was like, yo, you know, this is what I'm dealing with. And she was like, yeah, I know. I'm like, you had the same experience? She was like, yeah, but I was hoping it would be better. I'm sorry. I'm going to be like, listen, you can try them, but this is some things you may want to deal with. So you may want to talk to them up front and set some things up in advance.
Right.
You know, and I know, you know, like I said, I know it's, you know, your cousin Pookie, or this is my cousin Ray. And, you know, but, you know, Ray Ray cut good grass, but he ain't going to get there till 3 hours after your appointment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, listen, he going to cut your grass, but you got to wait a few days. He going to tell you he going to come on Monday, but he really ain't going to show till Wednesday.
Right.
So call him on a Monday, but plan on him to be there on a Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? So you, like, give honest feedback. Like, they'll do a good product, but it takes them 5 hours to do what you would expect them to. So Victoria says, I give honest feedback. Deborah Page said, food service is word of mouth. If you ask me, I will give you my opinion. And that's the thing. I think, you know, we still have to hold black businesses accountable and give honest, constructive criticism and still, you know, and then support, and then come back to say if they listen to you. You know?
Well, let me tell you, that same Burger King still ain't got no buzz. Go ahead,
no, man. I went. They did.
No,
I went. When I went, they had.
When
I
went, nothing in the whole store, but they was open. I'm like, why? And then remember the McDonald's? They threw that McDonald's down and made it the parking lot because they never had nothing. They never had anything. And they had a whole bunch of people working. with no food in the sand. I ain't never understand.
Well, this is another thing I want to encourage.
Oh my God.
When you give good service, when you get good service, pump them. You know what I'm saying?
Come on now.
You know, in our community, a lot of times we'll get good service, but we don't necessarily share. We need to start, when we get good service, we need to really start putting it out there that we receive great service, that the product that they give is awesome. When you read a good book, when you get a good service, you know, awesome hairdressers, caterers, you know, whatever it is that you may get, you need to put it out there that it was awesome service. So that's the other thing. Do you help to advertise Black businesses or
share their products?
Yeah, like share their Facebook, products and really, really pump them. Or do you think, okay, that's their responsibility? Because I know, I'm going to be honest. I don't necessarily always pump other communities, you know, services. If I get good service, I may put a nice review on Google, maybe. But on my Facebook and things, if I get a really good service from a Black business, I really think we really have to push. So here we go. Samantha Davis all the time. Davis Credit Repair. Yep. Man, they are awesome.
Awesome.
And Victoria Hainsworth, she's about her business. She has a food. It's like a food prep, like salads, fruit salad. When I tell you, oh my God, I got this. That salmon salad, oh my God, it was so
good. It was good.
So again, I'm going to give a shout out for that too.
Yeah.
And you guys put your businesses, tag them in this post. But it's like, you know, we really do need to pump one another's businesses, because if we don't, you know,
who will?
Let me see. So that's another thing. So do you all give Google reviews to good Black businesses?
Wow.
Do you all give, you know, real good Google reviews to good Black businesses?
Okay.
So I'm looking to see. Okay, so if I look down, I'm looking to see what kind of responses I'm getting. Okay. And then I'm gonna look back up again.
Amen.
Okay, yes, Victoria, yes, I will push other people's businesses. Put your business in there, sis. Samantha Davis all the time. She said yes and bad ones.
Wow.
And see, I'm guilty. If it's a Black business and it's a bad service,
I've seen you go ham and just
not normally on Black businesses. Only if
businesses.
It's with Black businesses, I'll try to talk to the people. I'll try to give them a feedback. You know, it's almost like a family member. You know, you want to go and say, listen, girl, you know, this was good, but you may want to work on this, you know, because you want them to succeed.
Yes.
So, you know, you want to give nice, good, but I don't put it on Google. I don't leave bad Google reviews on Black businesses.
Wow.
And maybe I'm wrong for that. But
she said minding my business.
Food op. Okay. And looking through new eyes. That's her counseling business. And so it's like, I don't leave bad reviews for Black businesses. Is that wrong? I don't know. I'd rather just go to them and tell them that they need to improve and root for them.
Come on, man.
That they'll get better.
Give the feedback.
Directly to them.
So you can get better.
But I don't give the bad feedback to the world so that people won't try them.
Right. Okay. That's good.
So, yeah, I don't. She goes, I don't be Black business, any business. And I have really bad services. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But if it's a Black business, I'll just try to call, talk to the owner, and I will give a feedback, but I'm not going to put up a bad Google review. Now, another business, if I get a rude, I don't know why it is. It's like if I get a rude African-American, a rude Black person, I'm like, you know, they probably going through something.
We give them a pass.
We give them a pass or a benefit of the doubt. But should we?
Honestly, we shouldn't be biased. We should not be biased because of the same things other people in other cultures have to deal with, some of the same issues that other people have to deal with. And if you just can't deal with people, you might as well just call off. It's like, you know, I ain't dealing with none of this. Or you just got to play your favorite music, put your headphones in. Sometimes music changes your mood. You know what I'm saying? Find a way to get your mood right, because you got to deal with people. Because, you know, think about it. If you're a waiter, the worst people sometimes people have to wait on is, you know who I'm about to say.
Okay, so here we got Laramie. She says, sometimes I went to a black-owned nail salon to get a pedicure and was told to come back in an hour and a half.
Wow.
She goes, I left and went to an Asian salon. And they put me right in a chair. I only had to wait 5 minutes. You know?
Come on. That's right. An hour and a half?
You know?
How many people did they have?
You know, but
how many toes was it? You know, the folks of all them toes, an hour and a half. You need to leave for an hour and a half if they had that many feet up in there.
Yeah, it's like, if the service is bad, I just won't go back. And then we have Lakiba Johnson, and she says, no, I just keep it on the low. And see, that's me. I so want my community to succeed. You know, for so long, we didn't have a lot of businesses, and a lot of businesses that were in the Detroit area got displaced. Okay. Because there was a lot of successful black businesses down in Black Bottom, a lot of successful black businesses in different neighborhoods, and they ran free expressways right through them, whereas the businesses that were successful and thriving, you had other people that made sure that they weren't in business anymore.
Yeah,
so then you had
dailies,
a lot of,
I remember a black daily.
And so then you have black businesses that are on the comeback, and you're like, yes, you know, I want them to succeed. And so it's hard for me to just, you know, to really just put them on blast that, oh, they're horrible. It's hard for me to put them on blast because I so want my community to come back. And it's not like I'm against anybody else's community, but if we're going to be real, you know, the black community, we've had a lot of things that have been purposefully designed to cause us to fail. So, you know, and there's still people who are not going to come and support you if you're a black business, or sometimes even because you're a black business, they're not going to call upon you. So then you have to like find, you know, other service providers that you want to support. Right. So when I find a good African American, a black plumber, or a good electrician. Black electrician, or a good black HVAC.
I know
it's like, okay, I need to put it out there. A good landscaping service, or like I said, good credit repair service, or whatever it may be. I want to pump it. I want to put it out there. If I have any issues, then it's going to be something else. Okay, what's this? I do not. Oh, you don't do reviews on Google. Yeah, I do. I do, sis. I'll put a review on Google, especially if it's somebody that's rude and unfortunately of the other persuasion. So Lord help me. I probably got to get better. Pray for me. Pray for me that I get better. Okay, let me look and see what else I got up here. Okay, let's see here.
Well,
I see, where is that at? Where is it at?
Right here.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, we got coaching by Shay Owens. Oh, Unscripted Media Group. Now, Unscripted Media Group, that's who like produces our show.
Yeah.
And so, she knows me, and ask her how many people, you know, I put her on. Because again, when you get good service, I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it as soon as they tell me, oh, I need this, or oh, I need that. And that's something that we as a community need to do. But I want to encourage our community. If you're a black business owner, please try to give the best service and produce the best product you can. Mm-hmm. You know, don't shortcut because you're serving your own community. It's almost like you feel as though you're entitled, you know, to support simply because you're a black business. You're not entitled to it. You know, you need to earn our dollars just like everybody else earns our dollars, and not just take it for granted that because you're a black business that you're going to get the dollars. Even though, you know, like I said, I am the one that if I see your black business, I'm going to give you a chance right off the rip. That's just me. But don't take it for granted, because you also want to get repeat business and you also want to get referrals so that your business will get built up. Yeah, I want to say that. And, you know, give feedback. You know, for our businesses, again, we have the janitorial group, janitorial services. We have Kingdom Life coaching, where, you know, relationship coaching, marriage coaching. We have other businesses and things that we do, Worldwide Kingdom Enterprises. You know, y'all be hearing about some more of that in a little bit. But, you know, when we come forth, we're going to try to do the best. But if you know somebody who needs a janitorial service, you know, share it. If you know somebody who needs, you know, some food prep, you know, share it. If you know somebody who needs some production and media work, you know, share Unscripted, you know, because they do good work. And she goes, she says right there, if I'm paying you and you don't feel what you're, and you don't feel what you're supposed to do, that's what I'm saying. Don't be entitled if I'm paying you, you know, and don't push me to the side or give me substandard service because you think I'm just going to continue to support you because you're in my community. We have to stop taking each other for granted. We have to value our customers, but then we also have to value the services that we're getting in our community. You know, am I willing to pay $5 more for a t-shirt from a Black vendor for a t-shirt that I like than I would from, you know, would I walk away from it from a white vendor? Probably. I wouldn't have a problem paying the extra $5. You know, especially if it's something that I like, you know, to support. But it was like really interesting because even like I said, when I was, you know, selling my book and when I told people the price of my book, they were like, and I'm like, you would pay that, you know, for, you know, a, you know, somebody else. And maybe you don't know my name, but, you know, my content is right on up there. So, you know, but can you just give it a chance? But, you know, you want me to, you know, well, can you knock off a few dollars? No, because I had to pay to produce what it is that is coming forth. And, you know, and it's, and I believe in it. So I also have something else I want to say to a Black business owner. Don't discount your worth.
Yes.
Know your worth, charge your worth, but then deliver on it.
Right.
Know your worth, charge your worth, and deliver on it. Don't be charging for your worth and then deliver some substandard stuff. Please, please don't do that. Stop doing that, you know, to your community.
Don't put yourself in the trick bag where you're working all that hard and you gave them the hookup and you know that in the end they're going to want you to do an A1 job for that. So I understand it. Trust me, I've been in some hardcore ones where you bust your butt, you gained a discount, and it was far worse than what it was far worse than you could ever imagine. And then you wanted to change it up to kind of get the right price, but you had got too far and too deep in it, and you lost money and time by losing time.
Yes, and Victoria, she sure did. She wanted the best. She got the hard copy. You know, that hard copy.
Come on now.
It was nice. And it's like, deliver your best. That's it. Deliver your best.
Yeah.
It's like, I believe that we have so much excellence in our community. And we have to believe in ourselves and believe in each other. Support each other. But then we also need to deliver to one another and not take one another for granted. So one thing is we need to hold each other up to a standard. I believe that we can deliver a very high standard product in whatever we put our minds to do, but we need to step up and do that and give to others what you want for others. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, demanding a standard from our Black businesses. As a matter of fact, we need to demand a standard from our, not so much, oh, we want more from the Black businesses than we do from the other communities. No, but at least give me, you know, the same, if not better. Do not come with something worse, please, because then I'm not gonna, you know, do harm to myself, you know, just to support, you know, you.
Yeah.
So yeah. I wanted people to put their businesses out here. And again, we have Looking Through New Eyes, Mind Our Business, Unscripted Media, Davis Credit Repair, Janitorial, the Janitorial Group. Yeah. Get in touch with us. TJG, you know, if you have any kind of cleaning. Yeah, any kind of commercial cleaning and things that you want to get done.
You got the promotion going on.
Yes, we have. I want to promote, you know, Courtney Moore, the music firm.
What's
you
up,
know,
Courtney?
Yes, it's like a recording studio as well as equipment and things that you need. Let's see.
What about Brittany's book?
Oh, Brittany's book, Fatherhood.
Fatherhood.
Ray Shipman has lots of books. You don't want to get them out there. But other businesses that are, the Gratitude Jar. Oh, the Gratitude Jar. Need to go look it up. TheGratitudeJar.com. I'm gonna try to get that in here in the remarks as well. La Host Wigs. My goodness, they are absolutely awesome. Haith and Henry Johnson, as well as they have La Host products that are now in Walmart and other stores. They are just absolutely awesome doing that thing. And again, it's all a quality product.
Yeah.
I'm trying to read. Excuse me for looking down. I'm just trying to make sure I get these comments in here. And that, you know, it'd be different if I could see. Well, I don't know how my glasses on.
I don't know.
I need to get my glasses on. Excuse me, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get better. Forgive me.
Can't just speak.
I can see sometimes.
If you can find it in your heart, donate.
Oh, that's right.
And also, you know, if you would like to sponsor your business, want to be able to, so we could talk about your business on the Page to Speak and do some, put some things on our page, we would like you to go ahead and help us to monetize.
All right.
If you feel it in your spirit, go ahead and release, hallelujah, the finances. If we are a blessing to you, we want to be able to support businesses and talk about it. We want to be able to bring your business on the Page to Speak and talk about it literally and really put it out there because, you know, somebody's watching. Amen.
And listening.
Yes.
We have a lot of people that also listen to hear what's going on. So again, that's something else that we can do. And also, and if you have things that you're doing and you also want, you know, some people to come on and sponsor you. Okay, Lake Ovilla Extended Services, Makeba Bradford.
Come on now, Lake Ovilla. That's right.
Extended Services. Yes. And Laramie, it's simple.
It's simple.
It's simple.
If you want your hands to be supple, you need to get some of your shea butter on your hands.
So this is what we want to do. If you have a product, something that you want to promote, get in touch with us.
Come on.
And then also, if you have ever been blessed by the Page to Speak, then you know we do have a Cash App.
Yes.
Don't ask what it is.
Oh, it's on here. it's on here.
You see, Cash App, $ Page to Speak. So you can also bless it. You can also bless us if this is something that has blessed you.
Yeah.
That's really one word to say. Oh,
gracefully losing my religion.
It's available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and it's also very soon going to be available on the Pages Speak website page where you can order it. Feel free, you know, contact me. You can direct message me and I will get you the book. But I believe that it will bless you. I believe that it's a book that will bless the entire body of Christ. So if you don't have it, please get it.
I'm having a problem looking at the red light. So y'all excuse me if I keep looking down.
Hey, man.
What? Still, that place ain't got no fries. They ain't got no shakes.
Anyway, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for joining the Page to Speak. Join us next week where we will be talking about gracefully losing my religion. Now, if you don't have the book, get the book. If you've read the book, We want to talk about it. And we may even, if you read the book and you want to come on and talk about the book, get in touch with us. We're very happy to have guests. We love having guests.
Yes.
That's easy to do, the top two other guests. But next week, we'll be talking about gracefully losing my religion and some of the sort of controversial topics that may be in the book that, you know, people sometimes have an issue with. Some things that people have even talked to me that they were like, but then they had to keep reading. They found out like, oh, they were able to exhale. Anyway, but, you know, we just want to come and we want to keep it real, be transparent. We want to encourage you. Support Black businesses,
yes.
But be honest with them too.
Yeah. Don't let them. Tell them they trash. If you want to tell them they trash, they trash. You are trash. Not like that. You don't want to do that to our people.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Nope.
But you're sort of hefty.
Okay. This has been Pages Speak. I am Stephanie Page, and this is
Jonathan Lee Page.
We love you, and we'll see you next week, 9 p.m. Thursday. Be there.
Let's Bye-bye. Go, y'all.